I cannot tell you how many times I bit my tongue and bit the inside of my cheek and my lip. I've had full dental implants for almost 3 years, and there's been a lot of ups. And honestly, there's been a few downs as well. After my surgery, I looked in the mirror and I cried like Lucille Ball. What did I just do? Everything was out of my mouth. And so I cried another river of tears. And when I had my arches fixed in the next day, the feel of them was pretty phenomenal because it had been decades since I'd been able to have a bite. And to have everything yanked out one day and then to go in and to have your teeth fixed in the next day. And yeah, you're puffy. Yeah, you have pain a little bit. But to be able to have an actual bite and to be able to chew something correctly was amazing. And the pain that I experienced really wasn't nearly as much pain as I had experienced on root canals or certain extractions that went down into the nerve, and I was numb for 4 days. I really only had pain the first day and night, and then I just mostly had discomfort. It was a little sore, but it was so great to not have anything put any pressure on my gums because they're fixed in. Having that partial and always having to rinse it out and make sure nothing, it didn't work, that you always got something underneath them. But having the arches, nothing got underneath them. And so I think that helped me heal a lot because I was able to enjoy ice cream and smoothies and soft things and have a bite without having the food and everything be stuck in between my gums and my teeth and cause that kind of pain. When I went home, you know, they were snug, but you know, my real teeth never felt that snug. My real teeth never really felt that secure in my mouth. It was a very unique feeling to have them snug right around my gums. They weren't really super tight, but they were nice and snug, and even biting, there was pressure, but not pressure on my gums. It felt secure, even though at the first day they were still swollen, it still felt secure. But I tell you what, my tongue didn't feel so secure and wouldn't stay out of the way for the life of me, thinking it had to stay out of the way for at least 30 days. I cannot tell you how many times I bit my tongue and bit the inside of my cheek and my lip. But you know, from going from not being able to bite anything to learning, it's a learning curve. And the singing, you know, a lot of people say, how do you talk? So I just picked out some limericks and some old nursery rhymes and Dr. Seuss and sang every time I was in the car or the shower and was able to talk, and it didn't really bug me. So with as bad as my natural teeth were, with all of the investment that I had already made into my mouth with the root canals and the bridges and the partials and the cantilever bridges and the infections, not to mention the time out of my day, it was always a big bill, and I'd have to pay that off, and then I'd go back, and then it'd be another big bill, and then I have to go back and pay that off, then I have to go back and pay it off again. With this, it's one big bill and you're done. It's beautiful. One big bill, you're done. No more root canals, no more cavities, no more sensitivity, no more infections. It's amazing to be free of all of that. And you know, my dentist never gave me a cost guide. When I got the bill, sometimes I dang near choked up a lung. It was what it was. The cost was what it cost, and you had to pay it off before you went back, and it was another big bill. Well, with Nuvia, they have this really cool cost guide that's out, and it answers a lot of questions. And so if you're interested in how much it costs, because it's different for everybody, I highly suggest that you download that in the description, because I think that's really cool. My dentist didn't do that. My endodontist didn't do that. And my periodontist that I knew her for the 5 seconds, she sure as heck didn't give me a cost guide. So I think that's pretty intriguing. And honestly, this is like an all-inclusive vacation. It's one bill. You know what you're getting. It's one and done. And it sure as heck beats getting a surprise bill from your dentist every time you visit, not knowing what it's going to be. Some of them have been extremely shocking. And come to think of it, over the years, I have probably spent, if not more, just as much as I've spent on my full dental mouth, my full implant. As time went on, I noticed that my gums were healing and there was a gap forming between my gums and the arch. And it became a concern because I didn't know. But when I called Nuvia, they said, oh, we'll take care of that at your follow-up appointment, which made me feel really comfortable that knowing that they were going to take care of it and that it was normal. So, you know, everybody heals differently. So if it does happen to you and you do end up developing a gap, just know that in one of your follow-up appointments that you have, Nuvia will take care of that. The thing that I expected the least was confidence. When I noticed the confidence, I expected the pretty smile. I expected to have a bite and to be able to chew. But what I didn't expect was to be able to feel as good as I feel about myself and looking in the mirror and liking what I see back and being able to help my daughters plan their graduation and wedding, help them plan their parties with excitement and not having to hide behind a menu or hide behind my fist or hide behind my fingers or not hiding at all. I can talk to people and have conversations with people and look them in the eye and I can feel good about it. And that's something that I really did not expect. But I tell you what, I have sure been taking advantage of it. When they flipped that mirror, I flipped that mirror around and I looked at myself. I just burst out like I had gotten the best gift in the whole world. Just instant joy. And I turned my mirror around and looked around to make sure it was real and popped it back up. And it was like, ooh, look at these babies. I got a mouthful. So that ended up being my really great positive. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks for listening.